This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden honored French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday evening with a grand state dinner, which featured toasts by both leaders to the unity between their countries. Earlier, the two leaders vowed to maintain a united front against Russia on Thursday amid growing worries about waning support for Ukraine's war effort in the U.S. and Europe. Macron's visit to Washington has been tempered by his criticism of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and the challenges both leaders face amid the mounting costs of keeping military and economic aid flowing to Kyiv with no end in sight for the Russia invasion. The U.S. Congress has taken action to avert a rail strike that the Biden administration and business leaders say would greatly damage the economy. The Senate passed a bill Thursday to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and the union leaders in September. That agreement did not include the paid sick leave unions sought. But President Biden said the issue is important.
It doesn't mean because we are going to pass this, God willing, by the weekend, I'm going to back off of paid leave. I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave for not only rail workers, but for all American workers.
The Senate's measure of the passage of that bill came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo's armed forces on Thursday said M23 rebels and their allies killed 50 civilians in a massacre in the eastern town of Kisesh this week, which the M23 denied. Congo's army and the M23, a Tutsi-led militia, have been locked in fighting for months in the country's restive east, with each accusing the other of initiating attacks. Somalia forces killed about 40 al-Shabaab fighters in the Middle Shabelle region. The government said on Thursday the latest clashes in a months-long offensive that aims to weaken the grip of the Islamist militant group. Al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda franchise that is seeking to impose its interpretation of Islamic law across the country, frequently stages deadly attacks in the capital Mogadishu and elsewhere. Here in the U.S., the state of Georgia's Senate runoff is Tuesday, and Democrats are making a final push to get voters to cast their ballots early. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In Atlanta,
I'm back!
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early in-person voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Voters have already cast more than 1.4 million ballots amid an all-hands-on-deck push by Democrats, while Republicans, especially Walker, have taken a less aggressive approach that could leave the GOP nominee heavily dependent on runoff Election Day turnout. Senate control is not in play. Democrats have already secured 50 Senate seats and have Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, but 51 would make their position stronger. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lava from a Hawaii volcano slows its approach to a key highway on the island. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, shouldn't be able to reach the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island for at least a week. So says Ken Han, lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
3.5 miles isn't that far if you walk. If you drive, it's a lot faster. If you crawl, it's a lot slower, right? So sometimes the lava flow is driving, sometimes it's crawling.
Traffic patterns have been altered to handle the crush of sightseers. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on 3 senior North Korean officials connected to the country's weapons program after Pyongyang's latest and largest intercontinental ballistic missile test last month. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.